Good day and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host, James Sutherland, and with me is producer extraordinaire. We're going to keep with that because we broke 25 episodes and over 750 downloads in over 19 countries and 95 cities. So there must be something more than just my magnetic personality that's drawing people to download this podcast. So producer extraordinaire, Jason Hewlett.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes, it was a sly compliment without actually complimenting you.
With some snarkiness thrown in.
Never.
And narcissism.
Maybe a little bit. Never. So on the previous couple episodes, we discussed what our future plan was for these upcoming episodes being, you know, training for life and a couple of great interviews, which are still in the hopper, so to speak. But a lot of stuff has happened in the last week and a bit.
Kind of both personally and professionally and global, well, provincially.
Yeah.
We had the atmospheric river dump 200 millimeters of rain kind of all at once.
That's a lot.
And unprecedented flooding.
It's like, absolutely ridiculous. The town of Merritt, which is just a little southwest of Kamloops here in BC, was pretty heavily damaged with flood.
They had their whole river reroute kind of through the middle of town, and you can't change that now. So,
but now you got those pergola or gondolas, whatever the hell those things are that they ride in Italy through the streets. You might as well have those out there now.
It's like, all tickets.
For anyone that's not local that's listening, any of our global listeners, there's pictures on Facebook of people in all these different areas, especially the farming areas, where they're rescuing cows from fields on Sea-Doos, jet skis, and in boats. Like, that's a pretty weird image. And I'm sure once everything settles down and people are recovered and things are getting back to some semblance of normal, which will hopefully happen, there's going to be a lot of memes out there about people, you know, riding a jet ski with a lasso around a cow to try to pull it to safety. Like, how could you not?
Well, it writes itself, basically.
Yeah.
But the big thing, too, I mean, we've had pretty much every major highway to where we live in some way compromised by mudslides, landslides, or the whole road washing away.
Disappearing, yeah.
And overpasses coming down on top of other roads. So it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a nightmare for tons of people. And anyone, I know we have a number of listeners in the Lower Mainland. So to all of you, I hope you're all safe and your property and your families are all safe and not too severely damaged. It's unprecedented, you know, different areas of from Merritt South all the way through Chilliwack and Abbotsford had anywhere from 3 times to 6.5 times the amount of rainfall in a 4 to 5 day period than their current record was. Like, it's astronomical.
Yeah. And you were in the insurance biz. And so it's beyond even what any insurance company would have prepared for in terms of what they can afford and to fix. And
any of the out of province insurers or, you know, over in London where they love insurance, they're probably racking their brains trying to figure out how the hell they're going to recover from this. Cause this is, it's unlike anything I experienced in my 10 years in insurance, and all the pictures and all the news and all the stats you see, it's just ridiculous how long. There was one thing I saw where there was some lake that had been in the Lower Mainland area that had been almost empty essentially for 100 years, and it's almost back to what its capacity was, what it was before it, you know, so 125, 150 years ago. Like, that's how much rain there was that it made a lake.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Well, we had the fires in the summer.
And the grasshopper issue. So,
the grasshopper issue, locusts. You know, we had the fires, we've got the floods.
Got the plague.
The plague,
you know,
food supply chains are broken, so famine.
Yeah.
For some.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been eating crap since this, because you can't get anything good.
Well, even restaurants, fast food restaurants and stuff, and Starbucks around here have been closed because they couldn't get milk or they couldn't get other products to actually serve their customers. Like, looks like that aspect is starting to get cured now. They're starting to got a couple routes open. We're bringing in food trucks from Alberta and stuff. So, to any of you who listen who are part of that food supply chain to our area, thank you very much for your help, because unless you're interested in buying shelving or refrigeration units, that's about the only thing you can get in grocery stores for the last 4 or 5 days to a week.
Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, well,
I ate a whole bag yesterday.
So for all of you eating, for all of you eating Lay's potato chips, make sure you find me on Instagram at James Suds or Facebook at Anatomic Fitness and Training, because if you eat too many of those potato chips, I can help you out with the after effects.
Which is kind of like, and some of the guests we were going to interview have been affected by this. They've got family staying with them. They just have no time to focus on this kind of thing, which, you know, I mean, it's kind of, it's entertainment as well as educational, but it's not like dealing with a family crisis.
Yeah.
So we've had to change our plans for the next several weeks as a result.
Yes. So yeah. For instance, my parents live in Merritt and now they're living in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's great. I love having them there. I don't see them as often as one would normally want to see their parents that they actually have a good relationship with, but you know, I'm sure they're almost as ready to go home as I am to have them go home. But exactly. That could be a week from now, or that could be 2 months from now. We don't know. A lot of things can happen. There could be more rain. There, like, who knows? So, yeah, again, one last moment to everyone out there that's suffered from this or is helping heal these issues and helping to solve them. Thank you very much. But now the healing is about yourself.
Yes.
You know, for anyone that is affected by this, whether directly or indirectly. You know, like you mentioned just a few seconds ago, Jason, the mental strain can be pretty debilitating to some. We've had our biggest month of podcast was the mental health in relation to exercise month. And this stuff can really play a big part in that. It, you know, played a part in me having to deal with all the stuff I've dealt with in the last week. And that's just a small drop in the bucket, bad analogy, but a small drop in the bucket compared to what thousands of others are dealing with. So, you know, so I guess essentially this is going to be a small little mental health episode with respects to what's been going on and how to try to stay on track.
Well, and think of it this way. Had this been happened in like November of 2019, there was no pandemic. There would have been no heat dome that caused unprecedented wildfires. There was no grasshopper issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yep.
It would have been stressful enough. Like, majorly stressed. It's a life-altering event. But we've had a whole boatload of crap, because we're not going to swear on this show, leading up to this. It's already been a mental strain for people. Like, people were already done.
Yes, very done.
Before the rains came and we needed an ark.
Yes.
Right? So everything's just compounded now.
Yes.
And people who are already ready to lose their mind
are that much closer.
Yeah, or have.
Or have, yeah, right, exactly, you know, so.
There's been suicides. I've known of people who've killed themselves in the last week because of this, right?
Like, and it's just, yeah, because, you know, like you said, at 2019 there, it was getting close, a few months away from everyone being locked in their homes for close to a year, essentially, right? And then as soon as it's like, you're welcome to come out now, and if you want to breathe in all this smoke, then yes, so you can go ahead and go out, and then, yeah, exactly. And then now, oh, wait, you had all this dryness and all this fire, so let's give you all this rain. It was a few months too late.
Yeah.
We could have dealt with all this rain in the middle of August.
Or that July even.
Or July even. That would have definitely helped out. So
actually, ideally, the heat dome ended, what, like July 1st?
Yes, around there, yeah. Yeah.
So right, if the rain, the 200 millimeters of rain had come on July 2nd.
And just gone for a week, great. Thank you very much.
But not in one day.
So, yeah, like I've seen posts online about, you know, those great big welcome to BC signs that are at the borders that someone has blacked out BC and put in Jumanji.
Yeah.
In 2021 in BC, welcome to Jumanji, because it's incredible. So, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of mental health issues with respect to that. And, you know, some people will sit and eat those Lay's potato chips that is all they can get at the grocery store right
and
now.
They were good.
I'm sure they were. You'll pay for that in about half an hour.
I know, right?
But yeah, so trying to get a grasp on that, you know, is, I'm sure counselors like the wonderful one we had on, Alicia, a few
months now.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, are going to be inundated with people that need help and need that support and need to vent and need to talk and need to get all this stuff off their chest and off their backs, mm-hmm. right? Because it's so strenuous and it's such an unprecedented string of events that it's hard to even try to guess as to what people need to help.
Well, I wouldn't even, right? As for myself, I couldn't even tell you where to begin.
Yeah, even right? For yourself, yeah.
You know, like, it's hard.
But the one thing that you and I both know from the stuff that we've gone through in the last couple of years is that as soon as there has been something has happened, like with yourself, if you take more than a couple of sessions off, you don't feel good.
No.
You feel even worse.
Yeah.
So we've avoided that after the first couple times that's happened, and it helps to get you through some of those things. And even myself doing that and training people, it helps, you know. So when I have clients that try to are backing off, oh, we had this and this go on, so I can't really deal with this right now. It's like, well, no, wait a second. Mm-hmm. We can just sit and talk and go through some stuff and then see how you feel. But they're all pleased that I'm not just letting them wilt away into nothing because they don't want to do it right now.
Well, and it's knowing that, okay, that like, say, like a very close friend of mine's mom passed away from COVID 2 weeks ago. I found out like 15 minutes before our session. That's not the time to keep pushing through in training.
Exactly.
But as soon as we could get back into it, we did.
Yes.
And even then, I didn't do anything that day. But the next day, I started doing some daily exercises I do. I started going for my walk every day again. Like, you just gotta, it's just that, even those little bits. Going outside for like a 5K walk will do wonders. Because you're outside, you're moving still. You're
breathing fresh air.
Breathing fresh air, and your mind's able to start processing things.
Yeah, it's a tiny little escape from, again, we've all been in our homes for so long, for so often over the last 2 years almost, that anytime you're getting outside to walk to the grocery store, walk to the convenience store, walk to your friend's house, or just walk, like taking those times to do that for yourself, the clarity that can come from that, or even stepping outside late at night and looking up at the stars or the moon or whatever and just trying to breathe through things, you know, like taking those few minutes for yourself, because that's all it takes sometimes. It's just a few minutes to get some clarity. And as long as you have a plan in place in your mind that, okay, tomorrow or later today, I'm going to go for that walk, or I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to do my exercises at home, or I'm going to call my trainer and book a session or whatever it is. And then following through on that, because a lot of us have these great grandiose plans. Okay, wow, it was a rough week or a rough day, but tomorrow is going to be better. I'm going to get right on it. And then the next day you didn't have a great sleep, so maybe I won't. But if you make those plans in the moment, okay, book yourself in with a session, or book yourself in to go for a walk with a friend. Having someone that's going to be there and going to rely on you to be there and expect you to be there, making those commitments, can also help to make sure that you actually have committed to that and you're committing to yourself to be active in some way, shape, or form and get some clarity.
Well, even then, like in the morning you don't feel it. But if you've had dinner and you're sitting down and you're going to pick up that bag of potato chips and go for, and you know, watch some TV. But if you suddenly feel like, I want to go for that walk now, or, you know what, I could really do the run now. Like, you're in that headspace, just go do it. Just do it in that
moment. Don't question it.
Don't question it. Just go. Yeah. And that you'll feel so much better.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and exercise does not have to be a big, huge going to the gym workout session where you sweat like crazy and you are sore as hell the next day. Like, a walk is great. Just a small body weight exercise routine of some core stuff and some push-ups and, you know, body weight squats, like just keeping the body moving, listening to your favorite music that helps clear your head, for example, or whatever, can, while you're doing that, can make a ton of difference to you, right? Everyone's got a different issue. Some people would rather do it in silence, rather go for a walk in silence and just listen to nature or whatever, which, you know, in most cities, it's not really nature you hear, it's sirens and stuff, but still, even that for some people can be relaxing. So whatever it is for you that helps you get that time, space, clarity in your mind, that's all you can really do at this point. And then make those commitments to friends or to your trainer or to your family that, hey, we're gonna go for a walk, or we're gonna go do this, or we're gonna go do that, whatever it is that you and your family needs to do to get some space and some clear head, because that's what we all need right now.
Well, especially like if you've been displaced, you know, you're obviously, maybe you probably at this point, you don't know what you're doing, where you're at financially. You don't know what's going to happen next. So getting out and doing that simple walk is to even like as individuals, you know, because you've probably been stuck in a hotel room, will make a huge difference. Or going running up and down a flight of stairs. You know, my dad, you know, before he passed, he'd never took elevators. Not because he didn't like elevators, but he'd just always take the stairs because it's guaranteed exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? It's free exercise. Yeah.
Free exercise. So just go up and down a flight of stairs a few times.
You know, and like what you just mentioned there, that uncertainty, you know, for a lot of people that are displaced, like for example, my parents, they're 80 and 75. And my mother said to me the other day that they haven't been out of the house this much in like years, even before COVID and stuff. They're just, you know, they go out once a week and they do all the stuff they need to do. And then their homebodies. Well, since they've been at my place, they've been out pretty much every single day. and they're going to bed an hour and a half later than normal because they have a little bit more energy because they've been doing stuff. They're tired. You know, knees are achy and hips are achy because of, again, age. But they're out. They're doing things. They're going out again today. They've been out almost every single day since they've been here. And they're not used to it, but they're going to bed an hour or two later and sleeping an hour or two later. They're actually getting good sleep as opposed to we sat around all day and walked to the kitchen and the bathroom and that's it. And we're going to bed at 8:30 at night and we're getting up at 5:30 in the morning and doing that all again. You know, now they're going to bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and they're getting up at 7 in the morning, and then they're out the door by 11 o'clock, and they're home at 3 o'clock, and they've just been out. And I think they're actually enjoying that aspect of it. And, you know, so even at that their age and their multiple issues as far as knees and hips and back and all that, they're feeling better than they were. And they're filled with uncertainty. They know their home is safe as far as the water damage goes, but there's who knows what else could be happening in somewhat vacated cities.
Well, there's right? the whole sewer problem there too, which is a whole different issue, right? Because
right?
you can't flush stuff if everything's flooded.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And then there's all these people worried about what are vigilantes or criminals doing. Are the people that are sneaking into the city, breaking into houses?
It has been known to happen.
Right? So you just never know. So they're filled with uncertainty, but the fact they're keeping themselves so busy by going out and doing these things, and it's definitely made a difference for them. So if it can make a difference for people in that age range that aren't always the most physically active, going back to our training for life scenario, if you are normally physically active and you've been displaced, for example, not getting stuck in your hotel room
mm-hmm.
is huge. Going for that walk through the town that you're in, because it's probably new to you in some way, shape, or form, or going and finding new areas of the town that you might be somewhat familiar with, finding new friends, like just being out and being active, I think is going to be crucial.
And most hotels worth their salt now have a pool and or a weight room.
Yeah.
A cardio room, right? So you've got access to a gym, really.
Yep.
In your hotel that you don't have to pay extra for because it's part of where you're staying. And you just do so utilize that. Go to the pool, do some quick laps, go into the cardio room and go on the treadmill. Just something to keep that daily routine going, and you're going to get through this a lot more sane. And we haven't done I don't think we've done episodes on meditation yet.
No.
That would be a good one.
That would be a good one.
Because I do that every day.
Yeah.
And it makes a huge difference too.
Yeah. And that can be a very hard, I don't do it as often as I need to because my brain is always going far too fast to try to control it. But being able to do that. Yeah. Everyone I know that does meditate, whether it's daily or every couple of days or whatever, loves it and loves the feeling afterwards. So yes, we definitely need to look into, that a bit deeper and then maybe find an expert in the area.
Und expert, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, und expert.
Yeah, but yeah. Hopefully they don't talk like that, though.
Sorry, it's the German in me. So yeah, there you go. We've covered off a few important points, but it's easy points.
Keep active. Make some commitments to friends or trainers or something to get yourself up and out. Because you'll need that and you'll regret it if you don't, because then you'll just go right back into whatever routine you had before. Whereas now this is an opportunity, like with my parents, for example, that they can create a new routine. Maybe instead of going out once a week, they'll spread that out. So they're actually getting out and moving more and feeling better. So then now is a chance to create a new routine. Like you just said, if you're in a hotel that has a gym or a pool or both, pick one or two and try a few of the little things and make that, okay, every morning at 7:30 or 9 o'clock or whenever it is, even in the evening, whatever works, I'm going to go down and swim around in the pool, or I'm going to go walk on a treadmill, or I'm going to go do some sit-ups or whatever it is. Find a new routine that's going to help keep you mentally and physically stable, at least for now, until you can get back to your life.
And who knows, you might be able to take some of that and apply it to when you get back to your life and it'll all be good.
Yeah, you'll find something maybe that you never thought you'd like, and you can add that into your new routine and off you go.
Sweet. Well, James, you already told people where to find you. But
at James Suds on Instagram and at Anatomic Training, Fitness, and Coaching on Facebook. I'm getting this down now. It only took 26 episodes.
Pretty much. And so we don't know what's coming up next week.
So that's the exciting surprise for you guys. So make sure you also keep messaging me, that's the word, on either Facebook or Instagram like you have been. So I appreciate that. On your thoughts in any of the episodes and your thoughts on potential episodes and topics we could cover. Maybe there's something that's been bugging you for a while that is health, fitness, mental related that you just would like to express or have us talk about or talk to someone about, make sure you keep doing that and sending me that info. That's truly appreciated.
Excellent.
So thank you for listening to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.